24 CBA Mobile.
Zero TR Mobile. Well, there goes the peace and quiet.
I do on 2 meters. Might as well ring your bell.
Good afternoon, Dave. Well, we be leaving Walmart, where we be, and heading towards the QTH, passing the do-it-yourself pest control store in Greer, South Carolina.
Well, I just left Walmart, but it's the one over here on 153. I'm Powdersville. I'm picking up my grandson, and I'm a little early, so I went ahead and made a stop, killed some time, and needed some stuff, and I'll go over here and get in line and wait. Did you ever see that guy, this has been years ago, but you're older than I am. Did you ever see that guy on, I think it was Truth or Consequences. I think Bob Bonner was, the MC. And, he got this group of people up there, and he asked Brum, and one guy said, so he said, he says, how do you spell that? He said, G-R-E-E-R. He said, oh, you mean Greer. He goes, it's what I said, Greer. And of course, the whole time the audience is busting out laughing, you know, so he got to talking with them because they just loved to hear that southern accent.
Yeah, I remember that. That was a pretty good show. Well, you know, I went down last year to talk to the fire department, Lake Cunningham, about buying a CO2 fire extinguisher. I always liked those. And he explained that they don't do them anymore, that they used to, other than that, because it costs so much for the equipment and such to fill a CO2 one. And he recommended this one. And he says it just uses water and a little done. And I said, well, where do I buy that at? Oh, you can buy it at the grocery store. I said, well, I've never heard of done. Oh, you know, the dishwashing detergent, done.
Yep. Well, you ought to, I don't know if you're down in Charleston and listen to some of those accents down there. The Geechee and the Gullah. And I lived down there 2.5 years, and there's some people I never could understand.
Yeah, I've watched that show on TV about the ones out in the swamps down there. The way they talk is a different lingo or dialect. The one that startled me the most, I think, is when we were in Germany, and I walked up and started to talk to a black fella over there, and he talked with an English accent. That one I wasn't ready for.
Be ready for that either. Oh, man. We had a tech over at John Baker Mazda, and he was dating and finally married a lady from Germany. And boy, I tell you, when she first got there to America, I couldn't hardly understand a word she was saying. She would speak English, but it was such a thick German, I don't know how to explain it. It was, you know, it was just hard to understand her English, but it did get better over time.
I have a hard time distinguishing between the Australians and the English, and That's one you don't want to make a mistake on. The Australians do not like to be said that they talk like Brits, because they used to be a penal colony down there. And that's where they'd send them. But I used to stay up every weekend years ago and way late at night just to talk to the Aussies in Tasmania and down in the islands. And they do have a really neat accent. I like to hear it. But they certainly don't like to be called a Brit.
I've heard that before. And I'm pretty careful when I'm around somebody with what I would call a British accent, to kind of let them talk for a little bit. And usually they'll give away, you know, where they're from. I mean, you know, just by something they say. And so then you can know if they're British or if they're from down under. But I think Don Wilton is from Australia. He's the pastor at First Baptist Spartanburg. And I love to hear him speak. And he's lost a little bit of his accent, but it's still there. And I love to hear him preach. He's a good preacher anyway.
Yeah, my kids, they both say, I'm the one with the accent. And I said, no, I'm trying to learn this new language in South Carolina. But I love to hear the Southerners talk. It's a great thing. And their nomenclature for things is a little different, Dave. And I never heard of a hose pipe till I come down here and went to get a garden hose. And a hose bib and et cetera, et cetera. And they just have and then when you push a push button, well, you mash the button. And when you turn off the power, well, you cut off the power. And they're just a little different, by golly. That's all right. It's a great place to live. Well, Dave, we're at home. And by the way, both of our daughter and our granddaughter up in Michigan speak fluent German. You ought to hear that sometime. Wow. And they don't think anything about it. I wish I was smart enough to know that many languages. I met a guy one time that could speak 7 different ones. I think you just got to have an aptitude for it, for sure, or be a genius. We're home. I got to go check the mail. And it's 48 degrees up here in the north. And it's good to hear you. And I'll catch you later, buddy. KB4CBA in 0TR.
Well, and don't forget about, you know, when you go to Walmart, do you get a buggy or do you get a shopping cart? always a pleasure. 73 N0TR KP4CBA.